advancing pleasure. This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you back with us after a boisterous and, I hope, enjoyable St. Patrick's Day for all of you. And I'm sure there are a few that are just waking up to the sound of our voices. That doesn't make it much better, does it, Daddy?
Well, I'm sure there was at least three people that aren't up yet, and they've, or if they are, they've climbed back under the rocks or wherever it is those people came from.
Hey, we want to thank Mike and the gang down at Cunningham's for having us in and having a great time there yesterday, and it looked like a lot of people had a real good time, and it's good to have times when you can have good times, don't you? You know, you don't have to have a reason, just St. Patrick's Day, you can enjoy.
There you go. There you go. We're not
beautiful
Chicago. We didn't get to paint the river green, but... That's quite a sight. Yeah. That's quite a sight.
You know, I always wonder, is that really dye or, or is that just an excuse to, you know, unload things from Soldier Field? I don't know. 1-888-455-ESPN. You know what we didn't do yesterday among all the excitement was our $25 gift card to Troutman's. So we have plenty of time today. We're going to give you a chance to win a $25 gift card with Troutman's Trivia on this Wednesday. Mike Perenio, one of our favorite guests from the Mandalay Bay, the sports book and race manager of the whole, and he, you know, he basically owns it, and he's very smart.
He owns a pool area, I think he told me last check, the wave pool and what
a
else?
Nebraska native is going to join us to talk NCAA basketball. But Dad,
it was weird when I was setting up the interview. The first thing he says is, I said, well, it's been a little hectic around here. Doug had to call a bunch of games, and I was down state basketball, and his first question was, oh, did Southeast make it? Because that's where he went to high school, and I was like, actually, yeah, they did. You know, we talked for a little bit, and he goes, well, give me a rundown who else won it. So I ran him down the class. He goes, great, you know, very interesting what goes on. So still keeps in a little bit of touch and with some people back here. So that's good to know, and we'd love to have him on.
By the way, his Super Bowl pick was right, in case we didn't. He wanted Arizona money line, but Arizona to cover, and was right on, was a couple plays away from the whole money line. So we'll talk with Mike at the bottom of the hour. But the downer, Daddy, I'm trying to find a winner from yesterday.
I've got one for you.
Okay, give me a winner from yesterday, because everybody lost.
Nebraska softball did not. They swept their home opener, North Dakota State.
Oh, they didn't send us that information, and I didn't look it up. They played yesterday, huh? Well, cool.
That's the only one I could come up with.
I mean, all the way from national championships to Storm Hockey. I mean, it was just not a great St. Patrick's Day. Hastings women, valiant effort. They come up just short against Morningside. Played them as good as anybody had all year long, 68-63. Nebraska men give up the most points they gave up in any game this year to New Mexico, 83-71, a game that really was never that close. In fact,
19-point deficit second half.
Well, it was more than that. It was 21 or 22 at one point. Nebraska shot 30% in the second half, 37% for the game. New Mexico shot 59% in the second half, 51% from the game.
You got the attendance there of how many people showed up in the pit last night? I thought it would be a...
Yes, 7,974, so 8,000, half.
Okay.
A little under half, or a little over half. So, okay, they lose. Storm lose. UNK baseball blows a lead and lose in 10 innings, 8-7. Hastings baseball loses twice. Hastings softball, they were 12-1. They get beat twice yesterday in Arizona by one-run games, including a number five seed in a Dickinson State. So what the heck?
Maybe everybody wanted to go out a little bit early for St. Patrick's Day. Maybe their minds weren't focused. I don't know. I don't have a rational explanation for you.
Nebraska baseball, they're almost no hit. Here's the deal. You have to. This is where I give credit. I give credit to our newspaper folks, like Mitch Sherman and the guys and the gang that cover it, go to it. Because if you read the press release that they put on Huskers.com or send out, you'd be going, oh, huh, 7-3. Well, you know, just didn't hit the ball very well. Just couldn't finish it at the end there.
Actually,
there is not one mention in this whole story from the university that Nebraska didn't hit the baseball. It doesn't say. You have to go read the stories from Mitch Sherman that Nebraska didn't get a hit until there was one out in the eighth.
I read the press release where we had bases loaded with nobody out two or
in the second,
three times.
In the second, Arkansas starter Brett Ebner, whatever Coach Van Horn told us yesterday, he's actually like their center fielder. He's their number five pitcher. He says he's not even a pitcher. He's a thrower. We hope to get four or five innings out of him. Good Lord. In the second, he walked the bases loaded. Nebraska pushed across one run as Tyler Farr scored on a double play ball. In the third inning, two walks and a throwing error put the Huskers in the same position. They could not score. Struck out Adam Bailey and Farst, and Nick Sullivan grounded out to end the inning. Nebraska also loaded the bases later in the ball game, pushed across a couple in the ninth in a game that was not close, 7-3. And the big news is that there is more trouble brewing here, Daddy. Mike Nesseth is going back to the bullpen, the Friday night starter. And they're going to move Jordan...
Raldis.
He's going to move into the number one. He's going to start Friday against Oklahoma State. So that is what he is going to do. Also,
there's an injury,
Eric Byrd,
too, right?
Let's see. Elbow injury to closer Eric Anderson, yeah. Likely season ending. That helped contribute to that move. So this is not a deep team because of the graduation of the draft in the pitching, and now it's even more shallow.
See, I just thought that this team, after taking care of Northridge at home, you had that momentum going. I fully expect this team to take that confidence into Lubbock, Texas, and to beat a team that they should have beat. Well, they lose that series, and now it's not a regular midweek game, Doug. You talked about it yesterday. This is not one of those North Dakota State. It's not a Northern Colorado. It's not one of those teams that comes in. You go to Arkansas, 16th-ranked team in the country. They beat you around the first day. Now you've got a 3:05 game today to try and get some kind of momentum started for this weekend series with Oklahoma State.
So there you go. That's what happened. Nobody except the Nebraska softball team won yesterday.
Now, what do you think about the Lopers, these one-run games? If we go look at their schedule, boy, how many of these deals have been one-run games?
Well, they're either one-run games or they're the other team scoring 15 runs against them. Pitching late, they have not established that yet. And now they get ready to host a doubleheader this weekend. Loper softball team goes to 17th-ranked Wayne State. And then it's off to Western New Mexico. Hastings softball and baseball, they're wrapping up their spring break road trips. The baseball team for Hastings is home this weekend for games on Saturday and Sunday in conferences. The real baseball gets going. So, a lot to talk about. Go ahead and chime in to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Or you can give us a call at 1-888-455-ESPN. Mike Will's going to join us here in just a little bit to recap what's went on at the national tournament. The voice of the Lady Broncos is going to join us here in just a little bit to talk about that. And breaking news when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show concerning Hastings women's basketball and more after this.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy Show.
We have in effect put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Right now, Kearney Yamaha invites you to get out. Get out and ride, that is, at the Kearney Yamaha Get Out and Ride event. That's right, you can save big money on super tough Grizzly utility ATVs. The 700cc Grizzly comes with fuel injection, water-cooled, fully automatic transmission, along with push-button four-wheel drive and power steering. Or maybe you want to go smaller with the 450 Grizzly. It has the same features and comes with high-low range and independent suspension. No matter what size of utility ATV you're looking for, the Yamaha Grizzly Leslie line of ATVs has the perfect machine for you. And right now, during the Get Out and Ride event, all ATVs are priced right to move.
This is Dusty at Kearney Yamaha, and we have every model of Yamaha Grizzly ATV in stock and priced to move. Stop by Kearney Yamaha today or check us out on the web at KearneyYamaha.com.
Don't forget, Kearney Yamaha has changed their hours for the season. Now open until 6 weeknights, noon to 5 on Sundays. Years of experience and huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, just south of the Kearney I-80.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing, too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
When it's an occasion that matters, call the event specialists at Country Catering. Delicious, beautifully presented food, professionally served. From black tie formal affairs to a simple picnic party, we'll work with you to make your event a wonderful memory. Create your own menu for a sit-down dinner or assemble an appetizer buffet line. We can serve any group from 25 to 1500. Country Catering promises to make your special day the best it can be. For your next event, call Country Catering of Litchfield or go to www.countrycatering.net. We cater to you.
Hello, I'm Arlen Gangwish, owner of Laser Tech of Nebraska. With the changing opportunities in document technology, Xerox and HP have enabled us to bring to you the most cutting-edge solutions available. We pride ourselves in putting the customer first, no matter what the need. Being a Xerox and an HP business partner, we have all the resources to bring you big savings. Give us a call and let us begin showing you the money.
The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill has been your place in Hastings for over 11 years. And now it's even better because the Bullseye's open early for breakfast. Buttery pancakes, scrumptious sausage, omelets with all the good stuff, big biscuits and gravy, golden hash browns, and much more. All your favorites hot off the griddle. Bullseye's always been the right way to end your day, and now with breakfast, it's a pretty good start to the morning. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. Burgers, beer, buddies, and now breakfast. West 2nd Street in Hastings across from the water park.
There's still a chance of an isolated shower sprinkle early on yet today. Otherwise, some partial sun also develops later today with a high in the mid-50s with northeast winds 5 to 15. Skies will then stay partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 31 with light winds on the way up to 60 for high Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, March 18th. You know, it's one of those days like January 2nd. I'm just glad that you see it. Glad to be a part of it.
We'll get cranked up again tomorrow from Fanatics, Doug.
That's right. Tomorrow and Friday with the NCAA tournament going on, we will be live at Fanatics. Tomorrow, Daddy and I will release our brackets. It's always a little touch and go, but we will have our brackets ready to go at 11 o'clock. I know there's some games that are going to start at 11:15, 11:20, no bearing, but we will be breaking down our brackets tomorrow. Folks, don't forget to get signed up on our website, ESPNSuperstation.com. One thing I guess was brought to my attention yesterday that I guess we've always just kind of taken for granted, and I guess in 4 years, maybe this is only the second time I've been asked this, you do have to be on the big ESPN website as a member, and I guess everybody I know is a member. So that is separate because our link takes you right into it. So I guess there is an extra step there. You have to be an ESPN super fan to win prizes. So why get in if you can't win prizes? So that's why you sign up to be the ESPN superfan, and it takes you directly to the ESPN Doug and Daddy site, password ESPN. You log on. We've got great prizes. Schroeder Smoked Foods in. The Tri-City Storm is in. We've got so many more things. Pizza from Fanatics, food from Fanatics, oil changes, everything from inside, outside, more to talk about. That is all coming up. But log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. The link is there. Click on it. Doug and Daddy, group name, password ESPN. Fill out your bracket. We had over 400 entries last year. Folks are starting to do that again this morning. I see that they're picking up, getting ready for tomorrow. But you have to have it done before the games tip off at 11 tomorrow. So do it today while you're recovering at ESPN Superstation.
Once again, if you've never been a member of ESPN Superstation, .com as a super fan or been a member of ESPN.com. It's not a big deal. They ask you a few questions, they get an email address, and basically get a password. It's pretty simple.
It's all so they can contact you if you win.
Right.
That's what it is, folks. So you're not going to be getting a lot of weird stuff from us. By the way, as we promised, breaking news.
Here's late breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio
Superstation.
Lindsey Ducey, a junior from Omaha, Nebraska, capped off another fantastic year by being named to the NAIA Division II Women's Basketball All-American First Team. This is the second time Ducey has been honored on the first team. She was a first-team All-American selection last year. She's one of five GPAC players to be named to the first team, which does include 10. So that just shows you again how powerful this conference is. They have half of the players on this All-American team.
She's number 45 in your program, but number one in your hearts, Hastings Lady Bronco fans.
Lindsey and Kim Fehman also named to the All-Tournament team yesterday. And, speaking of our All-Tournament guy, back from... I can't believe how long this stay lasted. It's the voice of the Broncos, Mike Will. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Doug. How you doing?
Hey, we're glad to have you back.
I'll tell you what, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, nothing but basketball.
And good basketball. Good basketball.
Last night was one of the better national championship games we have seen in quite some time, as Hastings College fell to the top-ranked team of the nation 68-63. It was a tremendous ball game. We had like 6,000 people at the Tyson Event Center Gateway Arena last night, and then about 99% of them were Morningside fans.
Mike, that's what I wanted to ask you. If without that home court advantage, does Hastings bring home the trophy?
Wow, Daddy, that's a loaded question. Yeah, that's a loaded one. I'll say yeah. We go out on a limb and win that one.
Tell me if I'm wrong. I think Morningside was pushed. You know, they were pushing the semifinal and maybe during the regular season one time. Was this about the toughest test they had received all year long?
Morningside had some close ball games that they did not play well. I think late in the year they went to Nebraska Wesleyan, a team they should have blew out early in that one, and maybe struggled, looked past Nebraska Wesleyan a little bit. So they've been in some close ball games. But as far as tough competition down the stretch, yeah, I think we gave them the best run. They had a pretty easy road to the national championship game. They beat Maine Fort Kent in the opening round. This is a team that comes to the national tournament year in and year out. They come in from Maine. They get blown out. They always face the number one seed, it seems like. And they come there, travel all those miles, come in and get blown out, and thanks for coming. Go home. They beat this team 83-41. Then they played a 16th-ranked team, Bethel of Indiana, beat them 71-57. Played the 11th-ranked team, Black Hill State, 72-56. And then they played a Northwestern in the semifinals the other night, beat them in a good ball game, 63-58, and then they had Hastings last night. So,
Mike, I guess when following this team throughout the season, was there a point where you said, hey, we might be able to make a run?
No, there was a point in the season back in January that said, hey, I don't think we're going to make the tournament.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a big question going into the tournament for fans out there.
Yeah, in January, we were a bad basketball team. I told some folks that during the national tournament. We struggled for 3, 4, 5 games in a row there, and we were bad. I mean, we went to Midland and lost. That's when we eventually got back in a forfeit, but we were bad there. And, the guys from the newspaper downtown, we were talking just getting into the tournament.
What changed?
I don't know. We played tremendous defense at the national tournament. Kim Fehman did an outstanding job, and it was Eric Buderis from the Tribune and myself who really lobbied to get Kim on the first team of the all-tournament team last night. And it was just our votes to get her on the second team, but we also got her on the Hustle Award last night. She absolutely shut down the top players of each of those teams that we played, including last night's. She drew Autumn Bartle last night in the championship ball game.
Six points.
Yeah, and that is, you know, you talked about Lindsey Ducey about being named the first team All-American. That is the biggest crock coming out of this whole national tournament. Can I get on my soapbox now? That is the biggest crock that Lindsey Ducey did not win the Most Valuable Player Award for that national tournament. Ducey scored 106 points. She had 62 rebounds, was the leading scorer, the leading rebounder in the national tournament, and did not get the Most Valuable Player Award. Only because we did not win probably the title, and we were playing a team that was basically the home team, Morningside.
Did they give it to Gass or to Bartles?
They gave it to Bartles. and she had 6 points. Had 6 points in the national championship game. But that is the biggest crock. I think I'm more disappointed that Lindsay did not win the MVP award than I am with Hastings losing in the championship game.
What happened to your poll? You've been there every year.
I know. I had a little bit of poll. But, you know, like I said, when you're facing the so-called hometown team, it's voted on by the media that's covering the game.
Okay, was the officiating fair for the hometown team?
I think it was fair.
I mean, no, there's no gripes.
Why are you always hammering on the officials, Tony?
Because there's some bad ones out there.
They
that's
doing
why.
A standing
saw,
job.
Yeah, we saw some bad ones. Don't get me wrong. We saw some bad ones. And there's one particular guy that we had, and I think he was in the semifinals. We had him as part of the three-man officiating crew. I looked at Eric and thought, we are a done basketball team because this guy does not like Hastings. I mean, he teased us up, and we've had him during the regular season. I thought, oh, boy, we are in deep trouble, gang. But he was all right. We got through that one.
Mike Will is joining us here, a sports director over in Hastings, and, of course, the voice of the Broncos, talking about the national championship game and the way the All-American Awards just came out a few minutes ago, and Lindsay Ducey, a first-team All-American. Mike, I guess Jeff Dittman in his first year now, this is really going to bolster what would have been a so-so season. Now he's got to be chock full of confidence, and I suppose the fans and everybody around Hastings has to feel that they've made the right choice here.
Yeah, we were joking around during the national tournament at the shoot-around yesterday. We were about as loosey-goosey as we could be yesterday. I don't know why, but the team was entering the ball game with a lot of confidence to face the number one ranked team of the nation, but we were kind of joking around, and Jeff saw the articles up in the Sioux City Journal, and they kind of put it to him that the midseason slump that we were in was basically his fault. Yeah, he looked at me and says, geez, was I that close to getting fired from this job in my first season or what? No, Jeff, I said, we still like you. We still like you. We take care of you. But anyway, that was kind of what the rumor was going around there in Sioux City, evidently, during the national tournament. Maybe his job was on the line, which was absolutely false.
Wow.
That was not the case, but... Yeah, I think Jeff is a little bit relieved. You know, he played in his first national championship ball game last night. I think he's relieved that the season came out the way it is.
Mike, I've got to ask, has there been talk? This tournament's been at Sioux City for...
Well, it's still going to be there through, what, 2012?
Yeah, a couple more years at least.
I mean, then they'll rebid the deal, I guess. Is that how it works?
Yep, it's up for bid every 2 or 3 years. I did hear a few rumors during the week that Des Moines was maybe taking a look at the national tournament, but it's not going to happen because they always host the Iowa State Championships that same week, and there's absolutely no way that they can host it. I think Sioux City does a tremendous job. I really enjoyed, I think this is my 10th year up there, 10th straight year that we've been up there, and I've really enjoyed the tournament each and every year there. In a brand-new facility, the Tyson Event Center, seats about 6,500 folks. I told Jamie Sale, the head coach from Morningside, that he can only let about 1,000 of his fans in last night. You know, that would make things a lot easier for us, 1,000 fans.
Well, they're going to clear that basketball floor up and then the Storm go up there to play some hockey tomorrow night.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. They were throwing us out last night because they had to get the ice ready to go again.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Well, Mike, last thought here before we let you get back to the rest of your day. Now we always want to look ahead. Will this team continue to be strong? They're going to lose some really good players.
They're going to lose a couple, and I'm not sure what the recruiting class right now is looking for right now, but we got a strong nucleus back. You know, we got Lindsay Ducey's coming back, and Kim Thaman made so many strides. The Lawrence Nelson product, she made so many strides defensively.
Well, I had a little conversation with her during her summer internship that she was doing, which I'm sure you can find out more about. We talked about her, you know, needing to pick her game up, you know, and carrying on the Raider tradition, Lawrence Nelson pride.
It was really from the Nebraska Wesleyan game on, and what I heard that Jeff Dittman had a conversation with her on the bus ride to Lincoln and told her she had to be more aggressive going to the basket and then be more aggressive on defense. She went out and lit up Nebraska Wesleyan for 21 that day. She's been in double figures ever since. She might be she could be an All-American selection next year, I think.
Yikes.
I think when the preseason polls come out, we were talking about this on the way home last night at 2:30 in the morning, that conceivably, we could have three teams from the Great Plains Athletic Conference in the top three spots in the preseason poll next year. I think you'll see Morningside, number one. I think you'll see Northwestern, number two. And I think you'll see Hastings in there at number three to start the season next year.
Mike, for us fans out there, who are the seniors that are leaving this Hastings Bronco team?
Oh, you would tell me that, huh? Amber Kulis.
Brock Meyer.
Brock Meyer is one. Amber Kulis is one.
Yeah.
Who am I forgetting?
No, see.
I don't know, Tony, you just leave me on the spot.
I'm sorry.
You guys have been drinking all week, I know.
Shit. I don't know what you're talking about. By the way, have you filled out your bracket?
I'm getting to that right now. Sarah Cambridge is the other one.
Oh, yep, there. See, Kulis Cambridge K. Yep, there you go.
Anyway, if you missed the ball game last night, we fell behind 21-8 right out for the bat.
Mm-hmm.
39-30 at halftime. Hastings then opened the second half on a 20-5 run. Got onto a 50-44 lead, and I thought, okay, we're on a roll. And then we go six and a half minutes without hitting a field goal.
Very Nebraska-like.
Yeah, there's some big red in you.
There's some other teams that's like that, huh? Then we had a chance to win it in the final seconds. It was, 64-61. Hastings had the ball and had a chance to either win or tie the thing and turn the ball over.
Yeah.
Had a couple of four free throws down the stretch, Ducey getting a field goal, and it wasn't enough, so. You know what? Since 2000, every team has won the national championship has worn red. Every single team since 2000.
Just as their colors or the actual uniform in the final?
No, their colors.
Wow. Well, so we're okay then with Hastings.
Yeah, we were wearing red too. Anyway.
Well, I know you've got some catching up to do then with missing St. Patrick's Day, Mike, so get after it.
That's my second St. Patrick's Day I've spent in the Sioux City with no green shirt. I did make it to the casino yesterday, though.
Why?
Because I had an hour to waste before shoot around.
You're not going to tell me tough economic times did not strike you?
First time in 10 years that I actually picked them for some money.
Hey! School children going without books, thanks to Mike Will.
When's the party this week? What day am I supposed to be over there?
You're supposed to be over there either tomorrow or Friday. Fanatics, 2 hours, 11-1. We expect to see you one of those 2 days.
Both days?
Well, or both?
They love us that much, or I don't know why, but we're going to be there.
Book me in for Friday.
All right, you're down.
What time am I supposed to be there, 11?
Yeah, well, you know, whatever. You know, you'll probably we're going on the air at 11. You'll probably be there at 9.
Yeah? No, I got a little job here till 10.
All right, buddy.
Is the boss over there Friday, or is he over here?
I never know. He's always sneaking around, making sure we're in the right place at the right time.
I'll slide up sometime on Friday.
All right, buddy.
All right, bud. Thanks.
See you, Mike. Mike Will, voice of the Broncos. Great basketball game. Had a little bit of everything last night. Fall behind. Great comeback. Get the lead. Have a chance. Be the underdog. But just couldn't finish it. And, again, Lindsey Ducey named a first-team All-American for the second straight year. That announced this morning. It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, and then we're going to Las Vegas with Mike Perenio, the director of the sports book at the Mandalay Bay, and he's going to talk NCAA point spreads, brackets, maybe give you a different look as you're filling out your brackets. Daddy, you have the trivia question. 1-888-455-ESPN. We'll take it during the break, and then we'll come back and see if we've got a winner. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible for a $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats. 1-888-455-ESPN. Your question.
This team in the field of 65.
Four.
Well, 64 now, yes, after Morehead State.
Really?
Yes. This team scores the most points per game. They average the most points per game. Who is that team?
Because Daddy loves offense. Who is the highest scoring team in the NCAA men's field? Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Most of the sponsor messages you're about to hear did not realize their commercials were going to be in the Doug and Danny Show. Pity.
If you have a teenager ready to drive, visit with your local Farmers Union insurance agent, Tad Adeel. Farmers Union Insurance has a discount program for qualifying young drivers, which combines the good student with driver's training for a possible 12% discount on your auto premium. Ask Tad Adeel for a Farmers Union Insurance Young Driver Packet. Together, we're helping build stronger communities by helping our teens be more responsible drivers and by saving you money.
I'm guessing you're the kind of guy who loves ATVs and side-by-sides. But right now, you're having a hard time pulling the trigger on one because the economy's in the stink pot and there's an unofficial ban on buying anything that exceeds the fun meter of an unscented bar of soap. Well, pull up on the e-brake for a second, pal, and listen to this. Right now, you can get up to $1,000 in rebates on Polaris. We're talking 1,000 big ones, plus great available financing on select 2008 Rangers, Sportsmen, and more, plus great deals on 2009s. Think of it as your own personal economic stimulus package. It's called the Polaris XP event, and it's going on now at your local participating Polaris dealer. Hey, green means go, my friend. Nothing says green like 1,000 greenbacks and rebates, plus great available financing. Extreme performance, extreme deals, the Polaris XP event. Offers end April 30th. Rebates vary by model. See participating dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. For safety and training information, see your local Polaris dealer or call 1-800-342-3764. The Polaris Ranger General Purpose Off-Road Utility Vehicle is not intended for and may not be registered for on-road use.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
There's still a chance of an isolated shower or sprinkle early on yet today. Otherwise, some partial sun also develops later today with a high in the mid-50s with northeast winds 5 to 15. Skies will then stay partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 31 with light winds on the way up to 60 for high Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
Well, the first 35 callers have not got our Troutman's Trivia right. I can't believe it. It's not Gonzaga. It's not Louisville. By the way, the trivia question, give us a call, 1-888-455-ESPN. Who is the highest scoring team in the field of 64 now in the NCAA men's tournament? It's not Louisville. It's not Gonzaga. We have had a ton of guesses on those. It's not Missouri.
Got one.
Finally, Daddy, the answer is...
North Carolina Tar Heels average 92 points per game. They are number one in the country. Wake Forest, great guess, by the way. They are number two.
Thank you.
Two in the country. So North Dakota State, actually, we thought that was kind of a crazy guess. They are sixth. Sixth in all of the land in scoring. So had a lot of guesses. Missouri was up there. They are tied for third. I don't know who else was a big hit. But a lot of guesses out there. We finally got a winner, and they knew that North Carolina, 92 points per game, led the way, most points in the nation.
Well, they've been making a big deal. The president, Barack Obama, has picked a entry, and you can go to ESPN.com and see his selections. But, Daddy, here are the teams that the president has in the Elite Eight, and he's pretty much chalk here. He goes Louisville and Michigan State.
1-2.
Louisville and Michigan State in their region. Then you go out to, that's the Midwest, by the way. In the West, he's got Connecticut and Memphis, the 1-2. In the East Regional, he's picked Pittsburgh and Duke, 1-2. And he picked UNC, North Carolina, and Syracuse in the South, the only non-1-2. I suppose you figure you got to take somebody. So then to the Final Four, he's taking North Carolina over Syracuse. He's taking Pittsburgh over Duke. He's taken Louisville over Michigan State and Memphis over Connecticut. And that seems to be the real popular three number ones and Memphis coming out as a number two. I will tell you this right now. I will probably not have Memphis in my Final Four. I know a lot of people are waiting to hear that. Then he's got Louisville over Memphis and North Carolina over Pitt. And in the national championship game, President Barack Obama selects the Tar Heels of North Carolina to down Louisville for the national championship.
I think that's a pretty popular pick, and that's all assuming that...
That will not be my pick.
Lawson will be healthy, and if that's the case, they
did
are...
Did I beat you last year?
No.
Yeah, I think you did.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You know who beat us both? Dynagirl, 57 VO7. It came in number one, left number one.
They roll us up like some top, just like some side of the road hybrid
thing. You know what? They've got several different hybrids for your farming operation. You need a consultant. You need somebody that knows the growing conditions in your area. That's why they've got dealers all across the land. 1-800-652-9298. Maybe you're looking for a strong choice to use in any crop rotation. They've got it at Dynagrow. Maybe you're looking for some excellent stock and root strength with exceptional stay grain. They've got it at Dynagrow. Several different hybrids for you. They're still available. Whether you're looking for corn, whether you're looking for soybeans, whether you're looking for Everlast alfalfa, Dynagrow is where it's at. Hey, everybody in the top 10 is all a Dynagrow hybrid heading into this growing season. So corn borer control, rootworm protection, and Roundup Ready. It's all built right into your Dynagrow seed. Call them today, 1-800-652-9298.
Derek, we had a winner for our Troutman's trivia. Who brought it home and knew North Carolina was the highest scoring team in the field?
We got Tate from Hastings. He's got a $25 gift certificate to Troutman's. He knew North Carolina. So there
Tate.
You go. There you go, Tate.
All right, Tate.
Tate, hey, way to go. Well, let's find out more, Daddy. I love this time of the show. I love this time of the year.
Let's go to the owner of the pool.
That's right. He
he owns a wave pool.
Mike Peredio joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, glad to have you on again. Thanks for making some time for us. A lot of people have been asking one of the big questions. Oh, you're going to have Mike on? Ask him this question, so I'm going to start so I don't forget it. What is more popular? The folks want to know Super Bowl versus kind of the entire tourney. You get more action on the Super Bowl, I know, but what's more exciting, I guess?
Yeah, it's a four-day. The first week's 4 days, the second week's 4 days. Overall, it's March Madness. You know, anytime you can put stuff in brackets and bet it and have some fun, you know. I was bracketing up my ex-wives the other day to have some fun with it.
And you never win that pool either, do you?
No, that's a reverse pool.
Mike Perenio joins us from Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. Mike, obviously North Carolina seems to be the favorite to win this whole deal. Who follows them?
You know what? It's, you know, the Big East again. It's the next three dominant teams. You know, there was talk the Big East would have three number one seeds. You know, it's pretty wide open. Oklahoma is like my favorite to do real well in the tournament. They played in a tough conference, and it's hard for me to say that being from Nebraska, Oklahoma, I like in the tournament, but their margin of victory is in conference play. They got inside-outside game, probably have the best player, if not the best big man at least. And the Big East is going to play well. These tournaments tend to be won by favorites, and as much as people like to talk about upsets, they're kind of few and far between as far as just winning the games.
Mike Perenio is joining us from Mandalay Bay here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, if North Carolina is the favorite, are we in the Chicago Cubs type of thing here where there's so many fans in North Carolina, they're the favorite? Because I would assume with this injury to Ty Lawson, that would change a little bit of the line in the futures betting.
Yeah. I mean, the type of injury he's coming off of is not something that he's not going to play. Up to what he can play, and it makes a big difference. But they've got, that's one thing about teams like North Carolina, even Duke, although their style of play doesn't really fit a tournament, their depth is there. I mean, they've got players that could start on a lot of teams that don't get a lot of playing time. So Ty being out is going to make a big difference. And this, to be honest with you, this is probably the widest open tournament I've ever seen. People aren't picking Oklahoma. There's a team, Wake Forest, maybe has four legitimate NBA players on the team. And a lot of times, teams with that kind of talent do real well in the tournament. I mean, UNLV had three NBA players on the team when they won all the games except one, but they couldn't even win the last game. So there's a lot of surprise teams up there. You just don't see the smaller teams. I don't think a 16 seed has never beaten a one seed in the first round. I think the twos against the 15, it's like 96% they've won the game. So you won't see a lot of upsets until you get to the 8 versus 9 and stuff like that where you can find some upsets.
Mike, I've been pleading with people out there. They look at these 5 and 12 matchups and they say, oh my gosh, a 12 beat a 5. Well, Arizona is actually favored by a point over Utah. So in my book, that's really not an upset.
No, yeah, you can't. When you fill out your brackets, you might want to, even if you're not a gambler, check the spreads, because that's a perfect example of what can happen. Although a team like Utah is going to be underrated just because they don't get the exposure a team like Arizona gets. That's probably probably a good seeding as far as the brackets go. I don't know if Arizona should be favored in that game, but that's just my personal opinion.
Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas joining us live here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Okay, Mike, there's very few. Tony mentioned there Arizona, USC is a favorite. Tennessee is a 9 over an 8. But there's not a lot of the higher seeds that are favored. Where are a couple gems that you have already noticed, maybe for an underdog role?
Dayton looks fairly good. Like I told you, you're not going to see a lot of I've been going through the brackets that they have, these contests and stuff, just to see where the public's at, because I like to pay attention to it. And people, when they're doing their brackets and their fantasy brackets, the teams that people are forgetting about, which Oklahoma surprises me that people aren't on that bandwagon. I think Kansas overshadows them, of course, winning last year. And it's another team, like I said, is Wake Forest. I mean, people aren't going to be playing these teams probably like they should, and I think those two teams are going to go deep into the tournament, and not a lot of people are going to have them to go deep in the tournament. And this is a strange year. You're going to see, I think, maybe some of the top seeds, ones and twos, maybe lose in the second round. They're not going to probably lose in the first round, but you might see some upsets in the second and third rounds where you normally don't see it. I think all the number one seeds advanced last year, if I remember right. I know
right, first time ever.
Three of the four did, yeah.
Mike, I guess, is there one line out there when you guys put up that immediately got banged and went one direction or another?
No, not really, but that's going to start probably late today and the 4 a.m. tomorrow when I'm at work. So. We get early start on Thursdays. It's March Madness. It's not like football where people, there's, one big shot at it. You'll have guys betting pretty good money, and they'll be betting every game. They're not doing it to make money or have information. This is entertainment and fun, and it's probably one of the top two or three things you want to do if you're a sports guy, go to the Derby, a Super Bowl. Coming to Vegas and Mandalay Bay for March Madness would be up there. And if you talk to people that have been out here for March Madness, it's a blast. It's the funnest thing you could ever experience. And, at Mandalay, we've got the greatest pool probably maybe in the West Coast. And we've got our European pool if you're you have enough credit to get in comped in there. So it's just a good time.
I don't ever want to see Daddy there. I don't ever want to see Tony in the European pool. Okay, I don't ever want to see that. Yeah, I'll tell you what, the Super Bowl was a great time at the Mandalay Bay, and I'm sure every other sporting event is too. Mike, a couple more questions before we let you get out of here. You were so good with your picks in football. You've got 32 games now that are going to be played Thursday or Friday. If you have one pick here to cover the spread and help the folks out in this area, who do you really like?
You know what? I like Oklahoma to just blow out this first game. I know you're going to play a lot of points, and but Oklahoma is going to be a little disturbed about what happened to them as far as getting seedings and where they ended up playing. I see them to be a pretty good play against the spread, and also Wake Forest. And I'm going to ride those two teams a long ways, and hopefully I'm right. The tournament is a fun time of the year, and maybe next year you guys can come out and be out here for the tournament, do some radio remotes.
That would be outstanding. We're putting that into the budget right now. Maybe from,
there you
maybe
go.
From the pool.
Yeah, we could do it from the pool. It's going to be 80 degrees out here today. So,
Mike, you've got wagering. You've got halftime lines, halftime over-unders. All that goes on the next couple, 3-4 days?
Yeah, that's why it's so busy in the sports book. I mean, because you got the first set of games that go, then everyone bets the half times. People are betting first halves on the next set of games, and people are collecting while the next set of games are going. And it's a challenge for us to really service guests, but we've made some changes this year. And we have the biggest problem of anyone in town because, you know, I've been at Mandalay now since July, but it's completely different book as far as a sports book goes. It's huge. It's fun. They've got a bar area up on top. So, you know, even people that aren't staying at Mandalay Bay year after year show up and come watch the games where we're at because of the atmosphere.
It is outstanding and always treated well when we're there. Last question, Mike. This is a little off the beaten path. Is there an event out there that maybe gets wagered on more than you would think? We're always talking football and basketball. I know there's some NASCAR fans out there. Is there we're watching the World Baseball Classic. Is there a strange event that maybe gets a little more money than people would really think or that even surprises you?
Well, it's not the World Baseball Classic, I can tell you. NASCAR, although this year it was still one of the bigger weeks out here when we have the race out here, the Vegas race, that gets a lot of money on it. But NFL is the king. I mean, you could take any week of NFL, and it's going to be almost as good as anything else, other sporting event. You know, we get a lot of betting on the Kentucky Derby. That's a big day. If for some reason there's a Triple Crown winner possibility for the Belmont, that can be a huge, huge day. Gets racing fans that normally don't bet horse racing in they're in there playing. But the NFL's king of everything, and it's probably going to stay that way for a while. Any given weekend of NFL is going to beat almost everything else we have out here, even when we have the NASCAR race out here in Las Vegas. That's a big event, and there's a lot of money bet on it, but it doesn't even get close to what an NFL weekend is, and it's probably going to stay that way. The NFL is just king. I mean, even when Tiger Woods is playing in the Masters, it's just a small percentage of what we get bet on NFL.
Well, NFL may be king of sports betting, but the king of Mandalay Bay and race and sports book, Mike Perenio, thanks so much. Mike, you are the king of that place.
Hey, I tell you what, it's the best place I could hopefully work for in my life. I'm real happy to be there. And once again, everyone's invited to come out and come see us out in Mandalay Bay. And right now, with the way everything's going, you can come out. There's great deals out there, and it's a fun way to get away and enjoy yourself. And next second week of the tournament's going to be fun, too. It's not quite as crowded, we're willing to have anyone come out. Just ask for me. I'll take care of everybody from out there in Nebraska.
Mike, you did an outstanding job as always, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks for the time.
All right. Good luck, everybody.
Thank you, Mike Perenio. He is the czar of the Mandalay Bay, and especially right there at the Sportsbook. Always love to have him on. He likes Oklahoma. I was going to tell him on air, you know what, Mike? This is the first time you were just so hosed over because three of the teams that he threw out, three of the teams that I think I'm going to have moving on. I like Dayton. I do, and I don't know why, because I haven't really watched him play that much. I will say this. This is probably the least amount of college basketball I have ever watched in my life, and that's why I still haven't filled out a bracket yet. I've looked at some things, listened to some people. Heavy chalk. Mike's really the first person we've talked to that's not really sold here on the heavy chalk, and you made an excellent point yesterday.
Whoa, there's some break. Hit the breaking news deal. Doug just said that.
Wait a minute. Can we take that out of the podcast?
Here's late breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio
Superstation.
You made an excellent point. Nobody seems to be able to hold on to the number one spot, so why does everybody think the number one seeds are going to move on? They were getting beat up outside of conference, inside of conference. These four have continued to ascend up to the top because they are named programs and they've had good years. But you're right. When in a one-and-done format, what makes you think? But I think this could be.
It just seemed like every week, somebody be crowned number one, Big Monday, that team would get beat. So then you think, well, if Oklahoma can survive Saturday, okay, well, they get beat. You know, they never did make it to number one, I don't think, because they always lost on that Saturday. It just seemed like that was a cyclical deal every week, those teams get knocked off. And I, to get up there and like the big shots on ESPN and say, well, I just like all chalk. It's like, they just got beat week in and week out, knocked off one after another.
Somebody's going to make that run. I think a one or a two is going to win this, probably a one, because I'm looking at the fours, I'm looking at the fives. I just don't see. And Wake maybe because they can score points. But I just don't see a lot of teams that, are even a traditional power. You know, you look at your four seeds, Gonzaga, Xavier, Wake Forest, Washington. Those aren't traditional powers. By the way, nobody's talking about Washington. We'll take a break and be back to wrap things up after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two gentlemen who are known for their razor-sharp wit, insightful commentaries, probing interview techniques, and charm. These broadcasting mega men will be back right after this. All right, you two. I said what you wanted. Now, where's my money?
It's Colin Coward. I know for me it takes time to trust new technology. I used to be afraid of online banking. Now, I love the convenience. I don't know what I'd do without it. I've been recommending GoToMyPC to everybody I know. If you're worried about the security of remotely accessing your PC, I want to reassure you. GoToMyPC is as secure, if not more secure, than online banking. I use it for convenience and security. With GoToMyPC, brought to you by Citrix, everything is protected with state-of-the-art security features like end-to-end 128-bit encryption. So no matter what, your critical data is protected. You can get your office work at home, on the road. I've got an exclusive free trial just for my listeners. GoToMyPC free for 45 days, only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the Try It Free button, and remember to use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com.
Marketing is everything that touches your customer. Working as a contracted marketing team, Apex Advertising will use tested and proven marketing strategies to reach your business goals. We will save you time and money while increasing your marketing confidence and success. Call today for your free customized plan. Call 308-698-1185. Apex Advertising of Kearney, 698-1185. Increasing marketing results, not budgets.
Hello, I'm Arlen Gangwish, owner of Laser Tech of Nebraska. With the changing opportunities in document technology, Xerox and HP have enabled us to bring to you the most cutting-edge solutions available. We pride ourselves in putting the customer first, no matter what the need. Being a Xerox and an HP business partner, we have all the resources to bring you big savings. Give us a call and let us begin showing you the money.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
There's still a chance of an isolated shower sprinkle early on yet today. Otherwise, some partial sun also develops later today with a high in the mid-50s with northeast winds 5 to 15. Skies will then stay partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 31 with light winds on the way up to 60 for high Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
In the night, I hear him talk, the coldest story ever told. Somewhere far along this road.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If you're running down to Misco Sports and realize you need new runners, well, they're $10 off every pair of shoes in the store. See, you don't have to be an athlete. You just have to be somebody that's exercised a little bit or... Yeah, you know what? Actually, I do need some new tennies. I got to go down and see Steve and the gang this week to pick that up at Misco Sports. Also, a spring break time, if you're going out skiing, they've got all the gear you need, ski pants, gloves, goggles, and who wouldn't want to save 50% off their Columbia ski coat stock? New coats in stock, great coats from Columbia, 50% off. And, of course, anything you might need is baseball and softball is here. New bats, gloves, and bags are coming in weekly. Whether it's track, whether it's soccer, whether it's baseball, softball, adults, kids, it's all right there. And, of course, all the travel teams that will be coming up this summer. Misco Sports is your sports headquarters downtown on the break. See them before the games begin. Creighton plays Bowling Green tonight. They're favored by 11.5. Your thought?
Well, I think Creighton's probably one of those teams that's going to play this deal out. And, the home teams have a huge advantage, and I think Creighton finds a way and smacks his team around.
Couple of quick notes. If you haven't watched the top 10 plays on ESPN and you're by a TV, turn it on right now and watch number 2, that poor idiot from Wyoming. The poor kid from Wyoming dunks the ball and does a 360 flip right on his face. It's pretty funny.
You saw the Syracuse deal. Well, this guy does the full rotation.
He's just... And the defending champion, Lance Mackey, has left White Mountain for the home stretch of the 1,100-mile Iditarod. Look out. Lance Mackey going to bring it on home this afternoon at around 3 o'clock Central Time. Check your local news agencies for more. Was there anything else we missed? Because, like I said, you know, it wasn't that great.
Huskers get it on in baseball again today. 3:05 go time from Baum Stadium. Home of the Arkansas Razorbacks.
One other thing. You know, I can't believe Nebraska didn't make the NCAA tournament.
Unbelievable.
There you go. Out in the NIT, we love the Big Red. They're only going to get better. Doc Sadler has them in the right direction. Hey, we want to thank Mike Will, the voice of the Hastings Broncos, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike Perenio, the czar and manager of the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook in Las Vegas. Tomorrow and Friday, 11-1 both days with the NCAA tournament going on. Stop by and see us for lunch at Fanatics on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Some great guests tomorrow, including UNK baseball coach Damon Day. We'll catch up with Steve Simple, Mitch Sherman, all those folks this week. Get signed up for the Doug and Daddy bracket. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. By the time the show starts tomorrow, it'll be too late to sign up, people.
And we'll be at Fanatics. See you there tomorrow, 11 o'clock.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.